but the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the Islamic Republic is following the logic of cooperation in its relations with the world. In a meeting with the visiting Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, Ayatollah Khamenei said that Iran has launched an interfaith dialogue between Islam and Christianity, which provides an opportunity to strengthen common ground and helps the manifestation of truth. The leader slammed Western media for their anti-Iran campaign over the past four decades, describing it as another example of the West's deceitfulness. He also noted that a slow spiritual growth was discernible among the young generation in the U.S. and European countries. The Hungarian Prime Minister, for his part, called for the expansion of ties with Iran based on mutual understanding. Joining us now on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran, is Mohammad Marandi, professor of University of Tehran. Professor Marandi, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent comments made by Ayatollah Khamenei, stating that dialogue between Islam and Christianity provides an opportunity for increased common ground.
I think it's something that is obvious for most people, that different communities, whether different people of different religions, racial backgrounds, national backgrounds, people with different languages, that in order to be able to get along, they have to communicate, to establish dialogue. And in order to break down the walls of mistrust and misunderstanding, to recognize that all people are human beings of equal value, the only way forward is Iran. And today in the region, we actually do see that, contrary to what Western countries have been claiming, Iran, for example, has had a very good relationship with the Christian community in Iran. Or, for example, in Lebanon, we see that the Christian community in Lebanon has a very close relationship with Hezbollah. The Muslims, Christians in general, in Syria and Iraq have always had very strong relations. So what has happened is that extremist groups that have actually been helped by Western countries, they created the schism in this region. Wahhabism has led many young people moving towards extremism. And this is not really the fault of Islam, this is the fault of the Saudi regime and Wahhabism, as well as Western governments that claim to be Christian, but in reality are dividing the region for their own personal and sectarian or the gains of their own regime.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Barandi, joining us on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran.